What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday the 30th of April. Hope you're well. We had a fantastic day. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a better mood than I was yesterday at the same time when I started the podcast because I got paid, or I got the money that was owing to me. Anyway, so the people withholding it were making me sweat, and it all resolved itself this morning. Basically, I sold something to somebody, and the courier, they hadn't paid me, and it was a fair bit of money. And I said, whatever you do, do not let that box go, because they didn't want to pay until they received the goods. So when they fucking, I said to him, whatever you do, do not let that box go until you ring me. I'm paying you to take the box here. Don't let it go. Ring me when you get there and get them to transfer the money. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. I said, you understand, 100%, yeah, that's fine. And he's like, okay. Next thing you know, he sends me a text at fucking 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock on the night, and tells me, I've dropped your parcel off. What do you mean I dropped your parcel off? He says there was nobody there, I couldn't hang about, so I dropped it off with the woman who fucking came to the door. I said, I don't even know who the fuck the woman is. Who the fuck have you dropped it with? And then I rang the number, nobody's answering all night long. Nobody answered all night long. I thought, oh, I've been fucking stung here. I thought they've just thought, well, he hasn't. I said, did they sign for anything? Which he said he would get a signature as well. No, I didn't get any signature. Oh, you fucking dumb bastard. You're like one of these fucking Mongols on the fucking TV that, like, you know, in a comedy where people fuck up all the time. He's like one of them. So anyway, there we go. It resolved itself in the end, and I got my, what's he got to say? I got my money. I got paid. They got their items. He's got the fucking sack because I won't be working with him again. And everybody can relax. And we're all zen. We're all back. We're all back in the room. Anyway, there you go. That's life and times of fucking buying and selling shit. I don't fucking make any money off this podcast anyway. Until you start fucking sending me some fan mail with money in it. Or some like... Maybe I'm going to keep dropping hints that I'm a bit short on my electric this week. I'm a bit short on my fucking, what's it called? On my rent. I fucking am short on the rent all the time. There's never a day goes by I ain't short of the rent. Because I like to spend the money on other stuff and then sweat on the rent. Let them sweat the rent fucking guy. You know, like again, when you see on the films where the fucking guys are banging on the door. For the rent in America, in the New York and that, where they got all the apartment blocks and the fucking, they're always banging on the door. Where's the fucking money? Where's the rent? I want the rent. So they're always hiding, they shut the door and lock all the locks. Like that. It ain't quite like that, but I like to think it is, but I fucking scrape by. Anyway, where are we going? It's Captain Tom's birthday. Captain Tom, 100 today. 100. What are you ever going to do for your 100th birthday? He's looking at a picture of 25,000 birthday cards. 40,000 birthday cards. He's looking at a picture of it because it's just too much for him to fucking to get his head around. So he ain't going to read them, I don't think. So they're all in a church hall, all laid out for him. But he's like, he's also been made a colonel. Colonel of the army. What was he already? He was a captain, wasn't he? Now he's a colonel. So... fucking, he's like living the life. He's like, this is fucking all right. I tell you what, I should have done this a long time ago. He is the man. He's like, I'm fucking feeling pretty special. He's been given an Olympic torch by somebody. I don't know what. And they've named a train after him. The Great Western Railway. What's it called? The Great Western Railway have decided to name one an intercity express, the Captain Tom Moore, after requests from the public. That's pretty cool. He's got it all going on. I tell you what. There'll be drinks named after him. Everybody be having a drink for him and all that. I wonder if he's going to get pissed. Still drink, aren't you? Fucking, he looks pretty healthy, to be fair, for 100. He's got loads left in him. Keep the money coming in. Keep the money fucking show people up. You know, when you're having to fund the NHS. The NHS will become the fucking Captain Tom Moore National Health Service sooner or later because he's fucking propping it up. They're saying that the Tories still trying to sell bits off and everything, aren't they? But anyway, where are we going? Michael Pence. We're gonna. Is he called Mike Pence? We're gonna call him Michael Pence because he calls it Mike Pence because he thinks it's cooler. But he ain't cool because he's walking around the COVID ward without a mask on. And I said about this yesterday. And I pulled it out again because he was saying, well, I don't have to because I've been tested and I don't have the disease, so I don't have to wear a mask. And plus, I want to look everybody in the eyes. Well, has anybody told him it's a fucking mask for your mouth, not a mask and nose for your mouth and nose, and not for your eye? And then a pair of fucking sunglasses. So he's like, you know, he's trying to play it cool. Michael Pence trying to play it cool in the COVID ward. He won't when he walks off without it. I wonder if everybody did a dirty on him and like shook his hand and gone, oh, I've got fucking COVID. I didn't tell you. It'd be a dirty trick to do, but half people don't even know they've got it or not. So you know, he's playing with his own luck there, isn't he? So he probably needs Yuri Geller on his side because Yuri Geller apparently can do whatever makes things happen. Like I've mentioned before, he's now regretting using his mind powers. The ambulance is going off. Bollocks. It's clap for the fucking carers. It's 8 o'clock. Clap for the carers. There we go. I'm going to put one in. I'm going to have to pause the fucking thing now. Hold on a minute. Be back. Excuse in a me. Second. How rude. I'm back in the room. Well, it was the clap for carers. I caught the end of it. I'm running a bit late today, so everything's back to front. But don't worry, I'm not a professional. Something else that's permanently back to front is Yuri Geller's brain. He said that he regrets using his mind powers to help England beat Scotland at Euro 96. He said he was flying over the game in a helicopter and during a crucial penalty kick, he moved the ball slightly a fraction with his brain. And he said it was an unethical deed. Has anybody checked whether he had a fucking fortune on that game or what? Because personally, I think it's bullshit. But he might have had like if he had 100 grand on the game, I'll take that as fucking true. But if he didn't, then I think you're talking out of your ass. Have you not done anything in the last 24 years to not like draw on something from fucking 1996? I thought, what about Brexit? I thought you had something to do with that. I was getting involved in that. You know, he's pulling things. He's waiting until it was like totally forgot about from years and years and years ago that nobody can pick his brains about it and go, well, you what? Hang on a minute, what about that? And he said he's got genuine psychic powers. He can ask Mossad, the CIA and the Pentagon. And he also gets hundreds of emails every day, many from kids who ask me, oh, please, Mr. Geller, teach us how to bend a spoon. I think that's what the fucking Mossad, the CIA and the Pentagon are fucking doing as well. They're getting in touch with him going, we need you for psychic powers. Why are you here? Can you show us how to fucking bend a spoon? We want to fucking show our kids something cool and like, you know, because it is a pretty clever thing. Been able to bend a spoon with trickery, not necessarily with your brain, but he's really good. He's like a magician and he knows some fucking bang on tricks, but he did it to me. He got a spoon out of my drawer and he put it behind his back with one hand, and like when he pulled the spoon back round the front, it was the head of it was twisted round three times. The fucking head of my spoon. And like, honest to God, I tried to bend it back with my two hands and I couldn't do it. I would never be out. And I tried it with another spoon to bend the spoon round with my two hands and I couldn't do it. To try and do what he did with my two hands. And there's no chance. But he put one hand behind his back and fucking the spoon head had turned round three times. How the fuck he did that? He must have had like, he must have a third arm. And like out of a pair of pliers in it or something or other. But even with a pair of pliers, you wouldn't be able to do it. So it was a fucking bang on trick. But at the same time, you know, he wouldn't show me how he did it. And he did some fucking great tricks. He had us entertained all night, but he wouldn't, you know, he learned them all off his grandmother. He was Polish and he learned them all from his grandmother. And they were all like passed down the generations and whatever. But, you know, Yuri Geller, I've seen somebody on the internet showing you how to do it, the trick, the bending spoon trick. I think it's look on YouTube, so it's not a fucking secret. But I tried to do that, and it's very hard. And it's very hard. I couldn't do it. But there's somebody showing you how to do it, and like maybe you can get your head around it. Check it out. Let me know. Send me a fucking message on the Jungle Drums. Tell me how you got on. Anyway, I've got to move on. Fucking Yuri Geller in my head. He's probably in there now. Go. I'll tell you why the CIA. Maybe he got the CIA to talk to Donald Trump through Mike Pence. Maybe that's how he does. You talk to Donald Trump, and when Mike Pence is stood like right on fucking Donald Trump's shoulder, maybe Yuri Geller's putting some powers into Mike Pence, who's then whispering it to Donald Trump, and then Donald Trump's going, why don't we inject people with disinfectant and do something like that? Because that sounds like something fucking maybe Yuri Geller might come out with. Or any other silly things that he comes out with? No, come on. Trump's doing all that on, off his own back. He doesn't need Yuri Geller for that. Dinosaur with a star-like skull has been named after David Bowie. A Stellasaurus, or star lizard. It was more than 20 foot long and weighed more than 2 tons. It roamed 75 million years ago. So not that long ago. It belonged in the Ceratopsians. Plant eaters that included Triceratops. Triceratops, I fucking love them. You know, the ones with a massive big fan head like that. Them, they're just amazing seeing the fucking real bones of that. Anyway, they're naming it after David Bowie. What are they calling it? Star lizard. How is that necessarily named after David Bowie? It's not really. Maybe that's a new cartoon that could come out. A fucking a dinosaur David Bowie. Dinosaur Bowie. I don't know what you're going to call it. But you know, like Rastamouse. You ever seen Rastamouse? If you're from another country, check out Rastamouse. It's an English children's program. And it's basically a little mouse with a Rasta hat on. And everything he does is all, you know, he looks like, they don't necessarily smoke weed in it, but you know he's been smoking weed, put it that way. And everything he does, he's like, you know, on the slow, and he's like, yeah, man, and all that kind of stuff. And it's brilliant. It's one of the best children programs ever made. And maybe we can do one now with this Dinah Bowie, or whatever it is. Stellasaurus. I don't get where the fucking David Bowie name is. That's why. I'm trying to figure it out here. Fuck knows. Check it out anyway. It's a dinosaur named after David Bowie. I've got time to dwell on stuff like that. Weatherspoons is going to be open in June, apparently. He's going to be back in business. The first one to fucking say so. And he reckons he's got the social distance. Well, you've got to wait until they allow him to, really, hasn't he? But he said that he's going to have the social distancing down. I'll tell you what, that's just going to the toilets, because you ever tried to go to a toilet in a Weatherspoons? You're fucking miles away from the bar. It's like... He always finds pubs where the toilet is like almost in fucking building 3 doors up the stairs, along the corridor, or down the stairs. There's one in Birmingham. You got to get down about 2 floors of stairs along the corridor, and then it's like, it's about 3 buildings along. And they all seem to have it. And there's some people are making jokes about it at the moment, I think, on Facebook about going, like, you know, walking to a Weatherspoons. Get your exercise, go to walk into a Weatherspoons toilet. Anyway, he's like opening them up again anyway, so that'd be good. 874 pubs. They're cheap anyway, no, so we're all skint now after fucking lockdown. We're all brassic. Well, you know, money's tight anyway, so £2.50 a pint, I think, Weatherspoons are. He might fucking milk it and put the prices up though. He's going to be saying, I'm short as well. Everyone's got to pay their way. Who's, tell you who isn't short of money? Who's this guy Drake? He's got a fucking mattress here that costs £314,000. I tell you what, £314,000, £304 is like more like it. He's spending £314,000 on a mattress, 84 more than the average house price in England. Fucking hell, that's ridiculous, isn't it? I tell you why. You know what my take on that is. I don't think he's actually fucking paid. I don't think he's paid for it. I reckon they've gave him that and said, will you say, we'll give you a fucking £304,000 mattress. All you got to do is say that you did. And then everybody else can buy them, because it's from a company that sells them. It's not a one-off. It's like a company that sells top of the range mattress. That's more than top of the range. That's fucking out of this planet, off the fucking scale, cost of a mattress. I wouldn't go near that. I would, I'd fucking sleep on it. I wouldn't, like, you wouldn't catch me fucking buying it, no chance. But he's going, what's it called? It's £304,000, but I reckon they just, you endorse it. When you're like that, when you're up there like some kind of fucking crazy celebrity, rich as fuck, you don't spend your money, you can't spend it. They just want to give you it for nothing and then get your name attached to it. It's a bit like, you know, it's a bit cheap. It's a bit like cheesy though, isn't it? You know what I mean? Oh, look at my mattress, £304,000. So fucking what? Who gives a shit, really? I'm giving a shit just to make a point about the cost of it, but I don't really give a shit what fucking mattress you've got. You know what I mean? Well, showing us your what all this brilliant stuff you've got. Nobody cares. I doubt somebody's going to... It looks a heavy bastard as well. I mean, somebody might break in and nick it because it's probably sellable, isn't it? You want to buy Drake's mattress, 340, he ain't got it no more. It's 304 grand. You can buy it for 50 grand off me and, you know, give you two fingers to Drake because he can afford another one anyway. Or they'll give him another one for free because he didn't pay for it anyway. Because it's all a big fucking facade, isn't it? David Beckham, he don't pay fuck all. I'm sure he don't. He can't do. He must like, there's one thing I said, he wears a pair of trainers and then doesn't wear them again. Because he's constantly got like, every day he's got like a new pair of trainers coming through the door. Will you wear these? Will you wear these? Will you wear these? When am I going to start being an influencer? When's somebody going to send me some shit? Not literally shit. I don't want fucking people posting shit through my door and going like, this is your podcast in fucking, this is what your podcast is in like material thing. It's like horse shit through the door. What's it called? I told you somebody made a horse shit statue of Donald Trump's head the other day. So they were giving their opinion on Donald Trump. So, you know, everyone's get, as long as you get artistic with it, I don't mind. Someone can make me a cowpat version of my face. I don't mind. I'd see the artistry in it and the comedy. A pothead caught with a cannabis plant's worth £30,000 dodged jail as it was all for personal use. That's it. That's using his brains. No, it's all mine. I smoke fucking loads. Nicholas, what was his name? He told cops he smoked 60 spliffs a day and gave away what was left to his pals. Perfect excuse. What they're going to do is... they kind of believed him, but it's probably just within... I mean, £30,000, that's a fucking lot, isn't it? Maybe is it legal to give it away to your mates? Clearly. So there you go. You can use that one. He said, I don't, how many plants does that work out to? I think it's under 9 plants you can get, just about get away with, isn't it? So there you go. He's been sitting there all day, smoking 60 spliffs a day, watching Rasta Mouse. A lot of people do, believe it. Believe you and me. A lot of my mates smoke fucking a load of weed and they watch Rasta Mouse in the evening like it's fucking adult time. Get it all. They've got videos of it and DVDs. It's brilliant. It's not just for kids. It's one of them ones where it's, you know, subliminally for adults. You know, like they say about the Magic Roundabout and that. They was all tripping. And that's why they come up with all these characters. Like, all, everything that's any good in the world is all come from people on drugs half the time. Yeah, there was all the kids' programs. Anyway, the Magic Roundabout, there was another one. Oh, fuck, I can't remember what the other one was. But the Magic Roundabout, definitely, wasn't it? The characters on there, they've definitely come out of somebody's mind, tripping. Imagine that's a great trip, though, isn't it? We're coming up with all those characters. Fucking brilliant. Just sitting in your room and, like, Zebedee's bouncing past and that little dog with the long hair. And I can't remember all the other characters. Imagine just coming up and going, ah, next thing you know, you've fucking made a fortune selling it to the TV company. What was I going to say? The perfect home for chocolate lovers is on the market. The one-bed flat is in Cadbury's former headquarters in Bourneville, Birmingham. I've only brought that up because it said Birmingham. I always mention Birmingham, but Bourneville is right where, not far from where I come from. Bourneville, the Cadbury factory is in Birmingham. And you can go around the Cadbury world. A bit like a fucking Willy Wonka tour, but of the Cadbury world. And Bourneville, you know, Bourneville chocolate and stuff like that. That's an actual place in Birmingham. Anyway, it'll cost you a bit more than a bar of dairy milk. 145 grand. Because all of Bourneville, that was all the workers who worked at Cadbury's. The guy who owned Cadbury's, John Cadbury, I think his name was. He gave them all places to live and everything. So all the people who worked there lived in all the sort of workhouses and whatever else. And they're now houses like what people buy and stuff now. But they used to all, the whole area of Bourneville used to be people working at the factory. There you go, a little bit of knowledge for you. And what's it called? And what's it called? Now they and you they're all listed buildings, so you can't change any features. You can't change all the windows. You can't change anything in the house. It all has to be exactly kept as the same because they're like museum pieces. Anyway, And I told you, my mate works there, and he smokes a lot of weed, and he fucking he eats all the he comes home with all the free chocolate. He gets fucking loads and loads of free chocolate. It's like a perk of the jog, perk of the job. He's fucking loaded. His cupboards are just fucking full of Cadbury's chocolate. Mini eggs. I tell you, I'm sure my fucking filling, all my fillings are from sitting in his house smoking weed. Any, you know who I'm talking to, if you're watching. Right, last one I'm going to do. Two guys here who live above a pub, they've got a pub to themselves because they're in lockdown, and they live above the pub, and they can go in and use the pub because he's the assistant manager. So they sit in the pub every night, the whole pub to themselves, drinking the beer behind the bar, playing on the fucking dartboard or whatever else they've got. That's not bad, is it, having that? Because nobody else has got access to a pub, unless people are doing the fucking sly one and doing the, you know, secret lock-in that people... There must be one or two inviting the mates round and not telling anybody. Socially distancing, I hope. But I can imagine there's one or two of that going on. But that's great. Enjoy themselves in the pub. You know, it's better than fucking being quarantined up in your house. You know, I'm getting a bit bored. I've drank in four different corners of this room. With myself, I'm like, I'm out on a date with my own, my other personality. Schizophrenia comes in handy during this lockdown, believe me. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.